Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And welcome to Table Manners. We are recording this on the hottest day of the year. How are you, Mum?
Hot.
Oh, you don't say. Now, we thought we'd take everyone back to some of the live shows. We've got to the end of the live shows. Went out with a bang with Miss Vanessa Felt. Thank you so much. Thank you to every one of the guests that came. But we've decided that because we've created such a fantastic, fabulous community of listener table manners, we devoted half the show to Q&A. Sounds like it could be quite tame.
No, it's probably the best part of the thing. It was a real highlight for me, meeting fans and talking to them.
And Mum, there are Lenny fans. There are plenty of them.
Oh, darling, I don't want to say anything, but I think there were more for me than you.
Oh, absolutely, Mum. I was just there, a prop to...
Mobbed on the stage at Edinburgh. The security shouted at me.
I know. I don't know why they shouted at you.
Don't know either.
It's because you let a stage invasion happen.
I actually wasn't on the stage at the time. Someone was trying to give me a present for your son.
Oh, God. Well, anyway, these are the kind of people that come to our shows. People that give gifts. People that wear leopard print. People that... put a red lip on. In this episode, you'll get to hear the Q&As from our Edinburgh and Manchester shows. They were our first two shows. We've had so many brilliant questions, chats, emails. So thank you to everybody who came and were brave enough to put your hands up. I actually don't think people that had to be that brave. They were just drunk by the second half, weren't they?
Yeah, they were drunk before they came in, darling. They opened the doors early.
And that's a great way to start off our Edinburgh yeah. crowd. This is Edinburgh crowd.
Are you ready for your questions to be answered?
Yes!
Okay. Now, this is a very nifty thing. It's like lots of... Oh,
Jessie,
wow.
Jess.
Oh, well, there's
your
a
namesake.
Filter...
Your namesake.
Huh?
Your namesake.
What do you mean?
Jess.
Oh, Jess,
one.
Yeah.
Mm. Where's Jess?
Hold on. Oh, sorry, Jess. Yeah, I thought
where
there was somebody
she?
Calling me Jess. Who's Jess? Oh, Jess, don't be coy, because your question is my new Shag's takeaway order after a night out is two battered sausage, chips and curry sauce. Do I need to end things? Jess, where are you?
I think he's on the way to end it.
Where are you, Jess?
Jess.
You up there? Where? Okay.
I think
how long... Well,
I don't think you're going to need to end anything, so he's ready for a heart attack, I think. He'll be going on his own, don't worry.
I love this. This is quite interesting. Filtering inappropriate questions. Anonymous. Oh, why are you anonymous? Fuck, marry, kill. Sam Smith, Stanley Tucci, and Michael Bublé. Why be anonymous? Who are you? That was you. You're not anonymous. Who was trying to be anonymous? Oh, you little pissies. Right, okay, so... Okay, fuck, marry... Are we playing this game, Mum? Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Shag, marry, kill. Sam Smith, Stanley Tucci, Michael Bublé. I know your answers for this.
Okay.
Well, who would you have sex with?
Oh, God, Jess.
It's the game.
Okay, it's a game. Stanley.
Fine choice, Mother.
Who's the other choice?
Who would you marry, Sam Smith or Michael Bublé? Be careful, because the next person you're going to kill...
I think probably Michael Bublé.
Hold on, you're going to kill Sam Smith?
Possibly.
Why?
Because I'm going to marry and have sex with the other two. There's no other choices.
Okay, I don't think that's how it works.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Okay,
but
fine.
I do love Sam Smith.
No, so, we love Sam Smith. Yeah. Right, okay, so some other questions. Mum, do you want to read one out?
What advice would you give yourself at 27? I'm 27 and want to be as fabulous as... Oh, that's so sweet.
That's from Holly.
Holly.
Hi, Holly. Where are you? Hi, Holly.
So, Holly, I'm 43 years older than that, sadly. You can't believe it, though, can you? I don't know. I had my best age was definitely 26. I had the most fun at 26.
What were you doing then? I wasn't here.
I don't know. I had about... had about 8 boyfriends on the go on a rotation over 2 weeks, and it was just the best fun, I think.
Good for you. Good for you.
Not now, no.
No, that shop is shut.
But however, that leads me on to another question.
What,
somebody has asked if Mum, Rachel, has Lenny got a special loddy in her life?
No, I haven't. I'd love one. Yeah, I'd
I think
love
this
one.
Is the wrong crowd for some
somehow
reason.
Yeah.
Okay, so Olga, naughty, naughty. You've divided the audience, Olga. Emma, when you go to Celentanos, I'm saying the right, yeah, in Glasgow, please, can I come? Emma, where are you? I'm so desperate to go there. I will be going, can't wait. Actually, I messaged them today. And you may come. I will probably be there on the day of my show, so find me there.
Anonymous.
What is the worst thing you've ever put in your mouth?
Oh. Well, besides that, I hate oysters. I can't
Similar.
Actually. They're like Thanks. Salty sea snot to me. Do you like them now? Don't you?
No, anyway, no. I that's a very, very good answer. Lenny, this is from Fran. Lenny, who would be your perfect man and why? Is it still Saul from Homeland?
Yeah, I love Saul from Homeland. But I don't think he's going to make me laugh as much as I need to laugh. It would be a combination of Saul and Alan Carr.
That's good.
I think he would be perfect then.
Hold on. There's so many, and you're all so... Oh, I like this. Another... Everyone says fuck, marry, kill. Can't we just say shag? I mean, come on. Right, this is from Jack and Gloria. Bread, pasta, potato. Shag, marry, kill. This is important stuff, guys, you know? Right, Mum?
What, darling?
Forget it. We'll go on to another one. Don't worry. Right, let's
Who's
keep
our
going.
Dream guest, Jess?
Well,
Jessie would have Barbara Streisand in a
Barbara.
Whisper. I would definitely have Marcus Rashford and his mum, because I think he's perfect. Who else do we want, Jess?
Barack Obama.
Barack
and Michelle
and
together.
And Michelle together, yeah.
Imagine. But Beyonce with Blue Ivy. I mean,
yeah,
sure.
But it's a bit of a dream, isn't it?
Meryl Streep, she could bring her son-in-law, Mark Ronson. Yeah, did you know that? Oh,
what?
Gossip Girl, XOXO. Is Lenny, okay, Jenny V, is Lenny like Kris Jenner and does she have a toy boy? Well,
am I?
Hashtag momager. No, I am the momager here. She didn't know what a podcast was, for God's sake.
Yeah, it's true.
And you don't have a toy boy, do you? No. It's about time,
well,
though.
You don't know about my toy boy anyway, so... Who knows?
Ruby asks, do you prepare all the food on the podcast, or do you have helpers? What, like little elves? Mum?
No, I do
she
most...
Does it all.
I do it all.
She does it all, and when I do it all. I rarely do it at the moment, but once I finish the record, I will do more.
Yeah, you will.
Ooh, Emma, what would you cook to seduce someone? Emma, do you need some tips? Are you here on your own? Who are you here with? Oh, Emma. Emma's hoping there's lots of Emmas here because Emma's here on a date and she's thinking about how to seduce. Right, what would you do to seduce, because our oysters are out of the question?
Oh, I'd just give him chicken soup, darling.
You know what? I could read all of these, and I apologise, but has anyone got a burning question that we can shove a mic in their face? Apart from Olga? One sec. Until she answers the question that we all need to know. Hold on. Get it right to your mouth.
What's the most disgusting thing that anybody's picked for their last supper?
What do you think? Not to say, you know what, one that sticks with me, and I feel like maybe we need to bring it back, but not that I believe that there should be guilty pleasures ever,
But Michelle Keegan. Go on. What?
No, it wasn't Michelle Keegan. What? Wasn't that Meghan Trainor who chose pizza for every course? Even dessert. She said she'd have pizza for
beige,
starter.
Wasn't it?
And with a bit of popcorn added. Yeah.
Yeah, Meghan Trainor wasn't thrilling with her decisions on her last meal. However, Michelle Keegan, when we asked what her guilty pleasure was, it was chow mein with mayonnaise.
And she looks like she does.
You don't point Michelle at me. I don't look like her.
She looks gorgeous.
Yeah, well, maybe that's the secret. The mic is coming.
Hi, thanks so much. This is a pleasure. We adore you. We adore you. I just wanted to ask who the drunkest guest by the end of the dinner was.
I think it may be. No, are you drunk yet? No.
Okay. Drunkest guest.
Drunkest guest. I think...
I did drink a lot with Stanley Tucci. And Yanis.
I know who you're going to. Oh, Yanis from Foles.
Yeah.
Mum and him were ready to elope.
We were on the third bottle.
What's the thing that you say when you really fancy somebody because of their mind?
Intellect.
No, their intellect. What's the thing that you're attracted
to? I don't know, darling.
There's a word for it. What's it? Sapiosexual. Well,
ooh,
someone
I like
that.
I think that's what I am, a sapiosexual. That right?
Why does that make me think that you're having sex with yourself?
I'm not. That's terrible.
No, I know. Sorry.
Because you didn't do Latin,
no,
darling.
I'm stupid. Yeah. Thank you, though, but you're not. So, that's what you felt with Yanis.
Yeah,
who else
got quite drunk?
Deborah Frances White was licking
oh,
that
my God.
Bowl
she was
like
putting,
that.
Yeah, she was picking
couldn't get her out.
She was there till 11 o'clock. Jessie wanted to go to bed.
I always want to go to bed, though. She wouldn't go. But we loved her. No, she was fantastic, and we love it when people enjoy the food. Ed Miliband was quite pissed.
Well, I wanted to watch the Europa final, so I got him to come at 6, thinking he'd be gone by about 7:45 when it started. There at 8:20, still there. Asked me if he could stay and watch with me.
She told him, no, I need
said,
to
no,
concentrate.
I said, no, can you go? I need go to concentrate.
And then he offered cold water swimming naked with her. Yeah.
Kind
we
of.
We like Ed. He's great. We like him.
He was good fun.
Okay, so. Oh, Paolo Nutini, I would like. If anybody knows him, please let us
oh,
know.
Oh, yeah.
He's Maggie O'Farrell, also a great one. Nina Nesbitt, love it. Lewis Capaldi, I think he would give me a wrong.
These are strangely all Scottish people.
I think we asked for a Scottish person. Okay. It's good. How are you feeling, Mum, after your first proper live show?
I think I'm all right now. I did ask if they got a defibrillator when I came in because I was very frightened.
Was it the half bottle of Whispering Angel?
I think it's helped.
Two bottles of champagne.
Yeah. I know.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You know what? Being on tour with Mum means that I drank way more than I do on any of my music tours. And I felt quite worse for wear after those 10 heavy days on tour with my 70-year-old mum. If you haven't heard the episode with our live guest from Edinburgh, Sophie Ellis-Bextor, take a listen. She was gorgeous and great fun. She's also got a book out at the moment. It's her cookbook, her family cookbook, which was stemmed from those lockdown, brilliant lockdown kitchen discos. Right, next on our tour of Britain.
Was my homecoming.
Oh yeah, how did it feel?
It felt like coming home, darling, I'll be perfectly honest with you.
And quite like coming home in another way, we start off with another shag, marry, avoid question. We seem to be getting a lot of those. I don't know what that says about you lot, I don't know, but actually it was quite a good starting point.
Alice, where are you? Shag, marry, avoid. Wait, I've just lost it again.
Okay, no, that was...
Of all the guests you've had on the podcast, all right, Jess, you go first. I'll do the pick one to marry.
Yeah.
You can, we'll
one to avoid we'll choose and one that to together. Spend a and night I, of passion
oh, that's
with.
Easy, yeah. Okay.
Well, who's your one to spend a night of passion with?
Well, if he wasn't gay, it would be Anthony.
Oh, yeah. No.
He's so beautiful.
He wore a white T-shirt well.
I'd just look at him, probably. Who would you marry, Jess?
I think, at the moment, I would marry Jamie Dimitriou because I thought he was so sweet. One to avoid. Well, the person that never came out on our podcast, the
because
person that never ever got
too
to air,
badly.
He would be avoided. He'd actually be killed.
Yeah.
Okay. No! Oh, now you pipe up, you gossip girl, XOXO! I love this. Okay, the Smith and the Rosenbergs. Shalom, Rosenbergs. Right, so I love this. Lenny, what is your boxing ring walk music?
Oh, what?
That's a really good question.
Oh, it's hard not to think of Rocky, isn't it?
No, I go on, think about it.
I think
it.
Your daughter's favourite song, what's the my Katy Perry one.
Raw. I've got the eye of the tiger. Okay, that's quite good. That's a bit obvious. I thought you were going to do your karaoke song.
No.
What do you call it? The Kings of Leon song. What's it?
Your sex is on fire.
Oh, yeah, hey, 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 hey. You guys know this, so listen.
Yeah.
You know there will be a quiz, so I like this. I like this. I'm just filtering out who's actually not getting on the stage
later.
Are we
going to the United game tomorrow?
We are not going to the
we
United game.
We were invited.
Well, you don't tell them that.
Sorry.
Because that looks like we're terrible.
No, we were invited, but it's quite a late start.
Don't give excuses, just shush.
Yeah.
Okay, John says, Adam had Ben Whishaw play him on TV. Who would you both choose to cast as yourselves in Table Manners, the movie? We're in talks and... no, we're not. Who would you have?
Sharon Stone. Obviously.
I was going to say Leslie Jones.
Oh, God!
For you, not me.
I don't... Like, kind of don't see myself like that, Jess, strangely.
Who would be me?
I don't know.
Demi Moore? What, pre or post the...
It's the hair, darling.
Thank you. That's very, very kind of you. Where is the best bagel shop in Manchester? Well, we went to...
State Fair this morning.
State
but
Fair?
I think it runs a close bet with Brackman's.
What would everyone else say? Hold on. One at a time. Where? Barbican. Chawton. We're not near there, though,
no,
are
we?
Okay, well,
we will go
good
next
to know
time.
For our other listeners in Manchester. Okay, wow. This is Aisling. I do know how to pronounce Aisling, but just in case I didn't, she's done the pronunciation. That's very sweet of you, Aisling. Aisling and Francis say we are, in capitals, professional sandwich developers. What's your go-to meal deals? And if you had the means, what sandwich would you develop for the masses? Hard-hitting questions, these Mancunians. Well, we were talking about the tuna crunch from Greg's the other day,
yeah,
weren't we?
We miss that.
Miss it. It's gone. That was a very good sandwich. Yeah. Not on the best bread, but it was very good, wasn't it? Got anything else to add to Aisling and Francis's question? No, okay, cool. No.
Who was our biggest diva, darling?
Apart from you.
me.
Who is our biggest diva?
Oh, I think...
Who brought the biggest entourage?
Well, one of the Spice Girls arrived an hour and a half late for a roast on a Sunday.
Kel's surprise. She was very lovely when she came. She was just fucking late and the roast chicken was dry. But, you know, we forgive her. Should I go to some of these whilst you sift through some of these? Actually, this killed me. And annoyingly, I don't have the name of this person, but I'm going to read out this email. Okay, message. Hey, Hans. On brand. So, my housemate suggested I pass on a funny food-related story in the hopes it might bag us some of Lenny's legendary chicken soup tomorrow. Oh, this is why I brought this up. Might I add, my housemate is veggie and said she would break it specifically for the soup. Who is the person that sent us this email? Are you up there? Okay. This gets better, don't worry. It's a bit of an NSFW story. Now, I didn't know what that meant, so I had to Google it.
Oh, yeah.
Not a story for work, I think it means. But essentially, I had a day of work the other week, and I decided to cook a cherry pie. We're talking classic American desperate housewives kind of cherry pie. So I cracked on with that, and long story short, a guy I had been talking to for a while decided to pop over for a bit of a slap and a tickle later that evening. Yeah, we know what our fans are like. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Comes over, gets to business, he spots the pie, and I end up sending him on his way with a classic all-American slice. Cherry emoji. So it was really a win-win for him, to be honest. The reviews were solid across the board. Never got my Tupperware back, though, alas. You live and you learn. Thank you so much. I don't know whether anybody else has any stories. You know, some of you sent emails and that was lovely, but you know, you are welcome. You know, this is a safe space and I will be coming into the audience later to think about those. Keep it short though. Have you got any questions that you've decided to?
Which celebrity was your Never Meet Your Idols moment?
Ooh. You just want the tea, don't you? Yeah. Jesus. I don't know.
Well, let's go on to the next one. Which dinner guest have you tried your hardest to impress and did it work? I think Nigella. Definitely.
You didn't cook.
We got Alex to. But he made two of everything, two tarts, yes. Two of everything in case one went wrong. And we talked about the menu for six months.
I was so nervous. I ate the whole of the custard blackberry pie before she came, so I sampled it just to make sure.
And she sucked the bones.
She did suck on that bone.
What's the worst meal I've ever made, Jess? There've been a few, I can tell you. You're my biggest critic, darling. Oh. I love you, but I cook most weeks. Mm. Not sure why now you've got your kitchen working. It has been working for 6 months. And whenever I cook, Jessie always says, "Oh, that was so delicious, Mum." But I would always just do something or something. It's never quite right, darling, is it?
But look, you keep on improving, and that is amazing. Oh. Tilly says, does jelly go in a trifle, settling a family debate?
Mm-mm.
The M&S jelly, the trifle that has jelly, and I love it. However, Mum's recipe does not have jelly in it, but I don't think it means that it can't have jelly in it. What do we think about this, audience? Okay, everyone that believes that a trifle should have jelly, say aye. Everyone that says it shouldn't, say aye. Well, then we settle it. It should have jelly in it.
Okay.
Charlotte and Sonal said, what made you want to start the podcast? I think I was just a bit frustrated by having... look, I'm very lucky that I get to be a singer when I'm not doing this. Like, I am lucky and I love my jobs. But at the time, I think I was just a bit disillusioned by doing this. It's such a weird, intense industry, and it's got these amazing highs and mad lows. And I think I was just a bit like, I don't feel like this is me in it, my entirety, even though that's incredibly greedy of me because I get to be a pop star when I'm not doing this, and I understand that. But I think I was just feeling it was a struggle. And so I just wanted a bit of an outlet, and I'm obsessed by food, as you all know now, and I love talking to people, and I just kind of felt like when I wasn't being a singer, I wanted to make documentaries about people's stories and things like that. So this kind of was a completely selfish way of being able to satisfy an urge and scratch an itch, and I just roped you into it, didn't I?
Yep.
But look where we are now.
Oh, no. Do you think there's any other questions from the audience, not on here?
I mean, are you brave enough now? I'm going to take my shoes off because this could go absolutely nightmare. Have any of you got any questions for us in the audience? Shall I come down? Should we see how this goes? It could go terribly wrong and I'll come back on stage. Hold on one sec. Right. Okay. I can see a big waving arm right in the middle of the... Right, let's see how this goes. Right, one sec. Excuse me, sorry. Please excuse me, I'm so sorry. Hello, I can't sit on there, but thank you.
It was just to say I've got you a present.
Oh my God, I chose the right person!
Would you like it?
Of course I would. What is it?
Move that out
of the way. Oh, stop! It's an illustration of our podcast picture. That's very kind of you. What's your name?
Amy.
Amy, that's really sweet of you. Thank you. And I can see a little version of an animal print here. And I appreciate the effort. Thank you. Thank you, Amy. That's so sweet. Jesus. This was my maternity dress, and I'm realizing I kind of am behaving like I've still got a baby in my bed. I don't have one. Anyone got any questions? Hi. Okay, we're going to ask two from over here. Right, sorry, hi. Say your name first.
I'm Beth, this is Harry.
Hi, Harry, have you been brought along? Because
Harry's a big fan.
He's more of a fan. Give him
Absolutely.
The fucking mic then.
Right. He's too shy. We get married in September, and we have to pick our wedding menu.
Did you ask the question about what my wedding meal was up there? Okay, I was going to come to that. Go on.
So our question is, would you play it safe and get something that everybody would like, or would you go for... you know, what we actually want and what we love.
It's your day. What you want, right? What do you want? That's the question.
We'd probably go for something a bit more like...
Thai food?
Yeah,
Give Harry. Is it Harry?
Yeah, it's Harry.
Go on.
Thai food or something spicy.
Nice.
But it's just chicken at the moment.
Yeah. Why? Do your family not eat spice?
We're from Bradford, so they should do, but... Yeah.
I think go with what you want. And to answer your question, what I had was we got married in Greece. I'm going to give you the mic, unless you want to sing her a song. We had a big Greek lamb, but the problem was that, Mum, what happened with Zeeshan on the old... he decided to, like, order shots for everybody, and I got really control freak, and I was like, can everyone just calm down on the shots because we've got a whole meal to eat and you're not going to fucking eat it? But, yeah, just do what you like. Somebody else had a question around here.
Thank you. I'm
Pleasure.
Ed.
Hello.
My
What's
question...
Can you stand up so everyone can see you? Sorry. Why don't we just make this a little bit more awkward for you? Wow! You're tall.
Do you want me to sit back down?
No, I'd love it.
My question was, one city, one cuisine, what would you do? So, like, Manchester, Indian, etc.
Is that what you choose for Manchester?
I'd do Thai any day of the week.
Okay, Mum, what would you do for one city, one... Was that the question? Sorry?
Yeah, one city, one cuisine.
One city, one cuisine.
It's tricky, isn't it? Because wherever I go, I think it's wonderful. I had a wonderful meal... in Glasgow, and then had a fabulous meal last night in Manchester at the Carla Bistro.
That was nice.
Was
they
delicious.
Were very sweet there too.
Very delicious, and enjoyed it there. So it's difficult there. Wherever I am. I really enjoy what I'm eating. So
that was a shit answer.
Was it, darling? Sorry.
Hello. Oh, you have a microphone
because
we're getting
microphone.
Professional. Okay, right. Hello.
Professional. Hi. So I work for EasyJet. We've got awful white wine, apparently.
Did you just learn this, or did you already know?
But we have got dry white wine and dry rosé, so...
Have you had... Okay, carry on. What have you been drinking tonight?
Dry white wine.
Dry wine. Yeah.
So, holiday home in Skopelos, is that correct? Or Xiathos?
Skopelos, you got it right, yeah.
Yeah, Skopelos, is that right?
Skopelos,
yeah.
It's a beautiful place.
My previous airline, we used to fly to Skiathos a lot.
Yes,
fabulous.
I made it to Skopelos one night.
Yeah.
Where's your favourite place to eat in Skopelos or Skiathos?
Well, if you remember this, after...
Oh, I will. Don't you worry.
What's your favourite what?
So a place to eat in Skopelos.
Oh, Skopelos. The person that catered for Jesse's wedding was Rodi.
Rodi.
The most wonderful food. It means pomegranate in Greek. We went to Perivoli, means an orchard in Greek, and it is literally an orchard.
I would say, though, it's our point wherever we, when we go there, the first point is this place called International Cafe. And I'll order the spag bowl for my kids. And I know it's not very Greek, but you get a Greek salad on the side and it just hits the spot. So, yeah. Has anybody else got any questions in the audience? Because Sarah, my lovely manager, can come to you.
Hello.
Hello. Stand up so everyone can see you.
Sorry. First of all, can I just say thank you for keeping me sane during lockdown? Because I used to.
Thank you.
I used to escape my kids and homeschooling and just go out in a really bad mood. I'd always come back in a better mood having listened to you, so thank you.
Thank you.
Saved my life too, I'm telling you.
It's really caring the community, so yeah.
And secondly, now that you're in Manchester, let's not talk about last suppers, let's talk about last tea. What would your last tea be?
I feel like we need to change our answer, and I feel like, go on.
My last supper.
Last tea.
My last tea.
She's really lost the Manchester accent, hasn't she?
Sorry. I love roast dinners. I think they are the best thing on earth. A good roast.
Did anyone have a roast today?
Anyway, yeah, everyone must have. It's Sunday, Jess. Everyone must have had a roast. No?
I don't think everyone did. That's why I asked everybody. And some people put their hand up. Okay, sorry.
Okay, you didn't.
We're going to have to start travelling separately like the Rolling Stones.
I do like roast dinners.
You? Right, okay. So
what
roast,
do you like?
I think tea? At the moment, last tea.
You like all those funny places, Jess.
Like what?
Yeah, peculiar, natural, raw food.
Oh, fuck off. I don't, actually.
Pet Nat.
I just asked Adam Kay, though. I said, we didn't get onto natural wines. Do you like them? He was like, they're fucking shit. So just so you know, what would I have? I'd have last tea, because I feel like that's comfort for me. I'd probably have Sam's. Oh, God, I've said spaghetti bolognese twice, so I'm going to stop that. I'd maybe have like cheese on toast with Marmite and peanut butter. Yes, Queen! Yeah, thanks, Manchester. So I'd probably have that with a really, really hot, piping dark cup of tea, like Yorkshire tea, I'd have. Yeah, I would.
Darling, we are in Lancashire. I don't know why they're bloody cheering.
That's fair enough. It's close enough, isn't it? Maybe they're from Yorkshire. I don't know. But yeah, I'd have that. And I actually would have trifle as my last. My mum's one. I love it.
Yes, no pudding rivals my mum's delectable trifle, which is in our cookbook, actually, even without the jelly.
Darling, promise me that it wasn't just my family and friends that came to see us and cheered for us.
I actually don't think we've got enough family and friends to fill Bridgewater Hall. So, no, there were some fans.
We did fill at least four rows of this circle.
Well, that's fine.
Auntie Susan would have liked to have been nearer.
So she could have got stuck in a bit more.
Yes.
It was really brilliant being in Manchester. Thank you to Adam Kay.
Oh, who's wonderful.
And thank you to everyone who came. And also thank you to Alan Carr for joining us for a post-show drink in the hotel lobby. We were just fellow comedians chewing the fat after a hard day's work trying to make people laugh.
Darling, can I apologise to Adam Kay for the worst food offering I think we've ever made to anyone who's a vegetarian? That lingering smell of fish sauce will last with me till I go. I'm telling you, it was very, very powerful. And he just was such a good sport about it all.
He had very good bedside manner, didn't he?
Very good. Very fun.
Very lovely. And just, even though the food was quite delicious, none of it was vegetarian, which we didn't realise. So, yeah, sometimes those takeaway live events, it's hit and miss. But, sorry, Adam. We did get him a carbon. I think, no, we got him like a pasta for on the way home in his car. So there we go. We still fed him.
Yeah.
Thank you to everyone that came out to these shows. Thank you to everyone who asked questions and just got stuck in.
It was really part of the fun to have everyone involved.
Next week, we've got part two of the Table Manners live shows with Birmingham and the two Palladium shows. Thank you for listening. Thank you to everyone that came. And thank you to Mum for being a very good sport.
Thank you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.